Oh, yeah. I mean, you look at a guy like Persa, he likes to run the ball. Kind of same. Persa, Denar Robertson, you know, Chapo had, you know, he had, kind of got banged up, but still had a lot of to go. The spread offense aspect of it, but our base defense stays the same. We still have our same kind of, you know, our same gap responsibility, our same you know, just responsibility in general. Just do our job. We just got to change it up a little bit, not too much though.
When it comes to your technique, and it's a quick passing or a three-step drop, you know, versus a seven-step drop. I mean, how does that affect your rush? What you do? Is it a matter of getting your hands up versus going after the?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a lot of preparation in general. You got to know where he's looking at, and so formation, he tries to, you know, quarterbacks tend to pick out a certain receiver in certain formations. So, you know, that side would be more inclined to putting their hands up, knocking the balls down, not really trying to get sacks, but collapse the pocket, making it just uncomfortable for a quarterback to stay in there. It's hard to get sacks against any team that quick passes, but if you can make him feel uncomfortable, get him out of his comfort zone, then it's going to benefit us.
Have you guys pay attention to statistics at all?
No, I don't. I don't know.
I mean, you know, you guys have been highly touted.
Yeah.
Now your productivity is strong, but the statistics aren't, you know, with stacks and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So you guys put a lot of stock in that type of thing?
No, the only thing that really matters is the win column. You know, we're 7-2 right now, 4-1 in the Big Ten. That's the best we can be. We had some mistakes throughout the season. But, I mean, you know, stats doesn't win game. Team defense wins the game. And if we get stats up, that's great. But as long as we're winning games and we're playing well and playing tough, I think, you know, there's really nothing else to worry about.
Last year, you actually got an opportunity to go up against Persa when you played Northwestern. How much do you feel that helps you guys out as a defense, knowing that, you know, you've been on the field against him before and you have somewhat of an idea of what he's capable of?
You know, Persa's a great quarterback. We played him last year. Like I said, you know, he's a lot like Foyce in a lot of aspects, and he's a lot like, you know, the regular Northwestern quarterbacks. They're quick, they're fast. They can throw the ball. And they can do it all, really. So, I mean, it's definitely going to be a difficult and tough task to slow them down and stop them, but I think we're going to just try our best. Anyway.
I know a lot of people are probably asking them, you know, about the last couple years when they've come in here and beaten you guys. What do you remember from the last time you went there and actually beat them?
You know, as a team, we just put it all together, special teams, defense and offense. Everybody played well, you know, great effort, and we never quit. In the last couple of years, we had, you know, the mistakes in Northwestern. They just capitalized on it like a good team would. And, I mean, hopefully this year we can eliminate mistakes and you know, keep on going. Try to slow them down and get the win.
I want to say that it was maybe not the first game that you and Adrian both got playing time, but you got a lot of action there, especially in the second half, if I recall.
Yeah. I mean, me and Adrian, we got in there, you know, Brian Madison and Kenya, we're kind of, you know, it was a long year for them. So, you know, Coach K went to just work us in there a little bit. You know, we just made a couple plays, and from there, you know, the rest is history. But it's a good team, and we're just going to know that, you know, we can't rely on anything that happened our freshman year or sophomore year. We just got to keep on going.
What's the frustration level with the lack of sacks?
Frustration level is not high at all. You know, teams are scheming us, scheming Adrian a lot, try to get the ball out real fast. And as long as we're stopping the run and making the team one-dimensional, we're pretty happy.
Yeah, I mean, that basically fans think, you know, there's the sacks you guys had last year. We're just going to just fall in your laps again this year.
No, I mean, you know, teams definitely, I don't know if they were, I wouldn't say they were sleeping on us, but they probably didn't know, especially with the loss of Mitch and Matt. Didn't think that our defensive line was going to be as good as they were. And I'm not saying that we're worse this year, but, you know, I think teams are definitely aware. They come into the game, they know that our past success, you know, something that they need to watch out for. But, you know, as a unit, we just tried to, you know, just go out there and play hard. We don't have the sacks or the tackles for loss we had last year, but we do try to, you know, defend the game in a way that teams aren't just, you know, throwing in or running all over us. You know, every game is perfect. So, you know, Wisconsin had their run, and you know, Michigan had their run too. I wouldn't throw the ball, but you know, as long as we can get pressure on the quarterback and drop seven guys back in the coverage, and I mean, we're happy with that.
You guys are still having good numbers.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. You know, Mike's stepping up in a big way. Adrian's still being very productive out there and Carl's playing as well as he did, you know, last year, if not better. So, we you know, the production's not bad, but, you know, definitely there's a lot of talk out there about sacks and whatnot, but, you know, we're just trying to win games. And if sacks were that important to winning games, then I'm pretty sure we'd get more. But, I mean, it seems like we have a good defense that's set in place and been here for a while, so I think that it's working.
How about for you personally? Because I know, obviously, like, people will look at the two deep and they'll see your name listed as, like, a tackle or as an end. And
yeah.
There's questions, okay, are you going to be starting here in Broderick end, or are you going to be starting on the outside? Mike coming in now, Mike, it looks like, is clearly, you know, established himself inside and you on the end. Does that make it easier for you?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I was bouncing around a little bit, but I'm still, you know, Broderick's still going to be able to come into play, and he's, you know, He's a real key player for us. He's our fifth starter. You know, Mike's our. I mean, we're all splitting reps pretty much. And these guys are all well experienced. And they know what to do. And I mean, at the beginning of the season, I had to learn both. You know, what the guard and tackle are doing. And now I can kind of focus on one, but you know, I still got to know both. So it's just, you know, how you prepare, really.